This episode is brought to you in part by Vivid Seats.
You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. This is the podcast where we talk about all of Major League Baseball, and I'm your host, TV producer, comedian Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. This episode is being dropped on the fourth day of October, 2019. As you can probably guess by the sounds around me, I am not recording this in a studio. I am recording this from Dodger Stadium, where I am in attendance of Game 1 of the Division Series between the Washington Nationals and the Los Angeles Dodgers. This podcast is available on the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Google, all the places you get your podcasts. Hey. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB. You can check us out on Twitter and Instagram at Locked On MLB. And you can follow me, your pal Sully, at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. And check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, where it really is your team every day. Hey, that's right. I'm at a playoff game. I couldn't get to the A's, but I'm here watching the Dodgers and the Nationals at Dodger Stadium. How did I get these tickets? Let's just say your pal Sully knows a few people. Now, I can tell you something right here. I got here well before first pitch, and I got into the stadium well after first pitch. You know the whole cliche that Dodger fans just show up late and everything like that? It has really not much to do with indifferent fans. It has very little to do with lazy fans or fans who don't care. It has to do with the fact that even if you get to the parking lot, it takes forever to get anywhere here. And where the ticket was left for me in the will call office, let's just say I was in the wrong place. I might as well have been in Anaheim. But the fact of the matter is, I got my tickets, and it is right now, it's the top of the first inning. There's no score between the Nats and the Dodgers. You already know what happened. You see, where I'm sitting, I don't even know what happened in the Atlanta-St. Louis game, because where that is right now, that's tied at 3 apiece. And we're at the top of the first here with 2 outs, and Walker Buehler already has a strikeout and everything going on here. But let me tell you something. It's 5 o'clock baseball in L.A., and it is as beautiful as it gets. This is why we live on a fault line. It's the stadium will be packed before it's all said and done. People are still coming in. It's an earlier start time than usual in Los Angeles. And we are just lining up on a perfect day of playoff baseball. And it's strange when you think about it in so many ways, as baseball is a sport where some of their teams you can trace back to the 19th century, that this is the second oldest ballpark in the National League. Only Wrigley Field is older than the National League. This is a tradition-filled park with tradition-filled fans who do love their team and do show up with as good attendance as anybody in baseball. As you can hear, they have no sense of not being enthusiastic about today's game. I'm telling you something. I've been to playoff games in how many different places? I've never been to a playoff game at Fenway. They weren't in the postseason much when I was living there. I've been to a postseason game in Candlestick Park, a couple in Candlestick Park, several in Oakland. I've been to one at Yankee Stadium. I've been to the World Series at AT&T Park. And now, for the first time, Dodger Stadium. I'm going to go see if I can get a Dodger dog and find my seats. Folks, it's not just a podcast where I talk about playoff baseball. I'm going to dive headfirst into it. All right, well, we are now entering the bottom of the second inning. It is a 1-0 Dodger lead, and the place is absolutely packed. And, well, the Dodgers got one run with a bases loaded walk in the top, in the bottom of the first inning. And we're going to see if the Nats can keep it well, can contain it, as it's they allowed the one run without the benefit of a hit. All right. The place is completely packed right now. It is. We are sardines at this point, and my seats are behind home plate. Let me tell you something. I'm behind the big screen right now. And all the people who complain about, oh, you can't put a screen up, because it'll distract. No. No, it doesn't. I forgot it was in front of us for a while. So if holding this up keeps people from getting hit in the face with a line drive, then there is no downside. By the way, here comes Will Smith, the catcher for the Dodgers. And they're playing Will Smith, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's walk-up song. I've made the point that Will Smith should go by Louisville Smith. And I intend to call him that because we already have Will Smith the actor, Will Smith the pitcher for the Giants, and now Will Smith the catcher. That's too many Will Smiths. He was born in Louisville. Make him Louisville Smith. All right, let's get back to the game. By the way, the Cardinals defeated the Braves 7-6, but you already knew that. I just realized something. We're now at the top of the fourth inning. It's still 1-0 Los Angeles, but Patrick Corbin hasn't let up a hit yet. He's technically throwing a no-hitter here into the fourth inning. It's not any consolation to Washington Nationals fans at this point. Maybe they could score a run here in the fourth and make something of it. Anyway, let's find out. The no-hitter has been broken up. In fact, that right now the Dodgers are rallying here in the fourth inning. This being one of the oldest stadiums in the National League, you could just hear the crowd is not thrilled with what just happened. It was a strikeout. This is one of the oldest stadiums in baseball, and it is a unique experience, I think. You could put it alongside Wrigley Field and Fenway Park for this reason. It really hasn't changed. I've been here. The first time I came here was in 1992. And it was pretty much the same stadium that I'm looking at right now. And with a few cosmetic changes here or there. But when you see those clips of games that are thrown by the Sandy Koufax games, the Fernando Valenzuela games, the Kirk Gibson home runs, there's a sense that, yeah, it's the same park. It looks the same. It doesn't feel that different. And when you see games played from the 30s and the 40s and through the Ernie Banks years and the Ryan Sandberg years, Wrigley Field, even though it's gone through a bunch of facelifts, feels the same. Same thing with Fenway Park, even though, you could definitely see a lot of the changes of the stadium, especially with the monster seats. There is that sense of timelessness. And with so many new stadiums, yes, there are wonderful new memories that are being made in the stadiums. And the eras can be marked sometimes with the different ballparks. I mean, just take the Cardinals, for one. When you see the old games at Sportsman Park, the Stan Musial years, then you have the Bob Gibson and Ozzie Smith glory that took place in Busch Stadium, and now the new park where there's been already a couple of World Series and a lot of great memories are being built there. But you lose somewhat of the timelessness, some of the illusion of one of the things that makes baseball so appealing, that the past is always hanging over the game. That the past, present, and future are all there, happening at once. And that illusion can sometimes be made even greater when the stadium has a sense that that hasn't changed that much. It's funny that the Dodgers have become one of those teams that has that sense with all the events are happening simultaneously, when you consider so much of their history and their reputation, their past, is being ripped away from Brooklyn. In fact, as I'm standing where I'm sitting right now, I'm standing in front of a mural honoring the 1955 Brooklyn Dodgers. But do you know what? The number of people who remember the Brooklyn Dodgers are becoming fewer and fewer. And for most people, this is where the Dodgers have always existed in their life. And so I see those great clips, and I see those wonderful moments from the 60s, 70s, 80s, Gibson's home run and everything. You feel those ghosts here. And because it wasn't built as a multi-purpose stadium, it's perfectly designed for baseball. It's funny. This is a strange response to Ebbets Field. Ebbets Field, which was in the heart of Brooklyn, and the very shape of Ebbets Field was dictated by the streets around it in Flatbush. And here they did the exact opposite. It wasn't an urban park. It's on top of a mountain. And the dimensions are perfectly designed, and all the seats are perfectly designed to be facing the game and to not be shaped by the environment around them. And that in itself makes the stadium and the feel of being at a Dodger game unique. Let's watch some more baseball. A lot of variety in the jerseys I see here. I just passed the Steve Sachs jersey. Lots of Valenzuelas, lots of Bellingers and Kershaws. A smattering, let's see who this one is here. That's another Valenzuela. I saw someone wearing a Manny Machado jersey. That must have been in the bargain basement bin. So a bunch of Corey Seegers, a Steve Garvey here or there. But I would say that the most popular ones would be Kershaw, Bellinger. Oh, there's a Hershiser just walked past me. I don't think it was Oral himself, but Valenzuela is the other one. I must say, these seats that I have that are on the loge level behind home plate, I'm comparing to them when I was sitting up in Mount Davis in Oakland. It is a, let's just say it's a slightly different baseball experience. I have a little bit of a better view of everything going on here. I'm at a playoff game at Dodger Stadium, and I wanted to get a t-shirt for my sons. You know, like, you know, a simple playoff t-shirt. Now, my kids aren't necessarily baseball fans, but they wear t-shirts, and I think it would be a good one to get. And so I went over to the souvenir stand where they sell all the t-shirts and all the stuff, and I just wanted something simple, like Los Angeles Dodgers division champions or Los Angeles NLDS 2019 or postseason or something like that. And they all have things like, we came to rain, October Stain and Blaine and David Blaine. And just everything trying to have a cutesy little phrase on it. Like, you know, we play at October. And I just want to say, is there just a simple shirt that, and or there's one which is like this big sort of like home plate where it says LAD. And I said, lad. Oh, like LA Dodgers. But like, I mean, I looked at it for like 2 minutes before. Like, what is that? Oh, lad. Yeah, okay. Really, are we overthinking shirts? I honestly think we're overthinking t-shirts. You know, I mean, if that's what you want to have, fine. I get it. You know, if that's your style, great. But I don't want to have a big October rain shirt or something like that. Why, you know, have the ugly October rain and the awful LAD shirt, and also sell one that just is a simple shirt. Well, why is that so complex? All right, back to the game. As we're here at the first game of the National League Division Series at Dodger Stadium, with right now the Dodgers are winning 2-0 the sixth inning. And I want to tell you, as I'm sitting here in Dodger Stadium, that Bombas are the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. With every pair purchased, a pair is donated. So go to bombas.com/lock to get 20% off your first purchase. And let me tell you something. I'm sitting here. I'm making a great memory here. I don't know how this game's going to end. You do. I don't. But I'm always going to remember being at Dodger Stadium for Game 2 of the Division Series between Washington and LA. And these are the type of memories you get if you're sitting it live, if you're watching it live. So, how do you get tickets? What method do you get tickets? I'll tell you what you should be doing. You should be going to Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats is an online event ticket marketplace dedicated to providing fans of live entertainment with experiences that last a lifetime. And you know what? Vivid Seats helps fans find their seats to any of their favorite live events, including sports, concerts, theater, and more, all through the Vivid Seats app. Now, Vivid Seats offers great prices and an easy purchasing experience, as well as an in-app loyalty program, Vivid Seats Reward. And with rewards statuses ranging from MVP to Hall of Famer, customers can earn from 10% up to 16% credit on all their purchases through the month of October. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats apps. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Reward Loyalty Program and will enjoy credits on all their purchases as part of the Vivid Seats Rewards. And guess what? All Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed with a 100% guarantee. You can't top that. And so go get a memory like I'm making right now at the ballpark. And this will last a lifetime. Let the Vivid Seats app help you get your favorite live event and enter the promo code POSTSEASON, as in Division Series, but that's promo code POSTSEASON at checkout and receive a discount up to $100.
Me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. Let us root for the Dodgers. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball.
By the way, there's a concession stand not far from me, and I was going to order a Dodger dog or maybe a soft pretzel. But do you know what I should be eating? Crow. I should be eating crow right now because I question whether or not they should be starting Walker Buehler. And I thought they should start Ryu, and I didn't understand why they started Buehler. Well, guess what? Buehler's thrown six shutout innings, and allowed only one hit. So maybe, as I'm lecturing Dave Roberts of how to handle his bullpen and everything like that, and questioning who he starts, maybe I should give Dave Roberts a little bit of credit that maybe he knows a tiny bit more, just a little bit more about the Dodger pitching staff than your pal Sully, because Walker Buehler has been nothing short of dynamite. And I don't use the term dynamite that often, but you know what? Let me tell you something. Dynamite. All right, let's keep watching the game. You can probably hear in the background right now, the organist is playing. And I got to give props to the organist here at Dodger Stadium because, you know, sometimes they will, you know, do the don, 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 you know, the normal stuff that you have at a ball game. But some of the times, the organists put their back into it was kind of clever. You know, they'll do the close encounters theme when there's a deep fly ball, and they'll do some other stuff. But at one point, the Dodgers took a 5-0 lead, and it started playing. Why is he doing that? He said, it's Hawaii 5-0. And then it dawned on me, 5-0. That was the score. And it was just quick. You know, it didn't do it very long, but I'm going, man, they put their back into it. That was kind of clever. Well, the sound of Randy Newman is there, and that just tells you one thing, that the Dodgers won the game. That's one way to avoid the Kenley Jansen problem, is hit a bunch of home runs late. It turned into a 6-0 game, and, you know, Washington, it's hard to win a game when you only get 2 hits. And one of them was basically a garbage time hit. So, well, the Nats lost, the Dodgers won, and the Dodgers, a team that I've been picking to go to the World Series all year long, really showed why they are the favorites to go to the World Series. Walker Buehler, man, he owned October. As did Max Muncy. So, thanks for sitting with me here in Dodger Stadium to watch Game 1 of the National League Division Series. And these two face again tomorrow. So we'll see what happens, if the Nats can make it a series or make it a formality. This podcast is available on the Himalaya podcasting app. We're also on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Player FM, all the places where you get your podcast. That's where we are. Hey, also, you can check us out on Twitter and Instagram at LockedOnMLB. You can check me out, your pal Sully, on Twitter at Sully Baseball and on Instagram at Sully Baseball Podcast. From Dodger Stadium, watching Game 1 of the National League Division Series, this has been Locked On MLB, and I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.